Whether it's audiobooks or all-time greatest hits, long live listening to your favorites. Learn more about Kisqali Ribociclib 200 milligrams at KISQALI.com and talk to your doctor to see if Kisqali is right for you.
Go ahead and get the perspective on that and so much more. You've seen him recently here on Fox 46. You know him from his time playing over at Bank of America Stadium, his time playing up yonder in Chapel Hill at North Carolina. He is Trey Boston. He joins us right now. Trey, great to have you back, buddy. Welcome back.
What's up, guys?
What's up, NFL?
What's up, Stan?
Well, it's always great to talk with you, man. And you're the most positive man that I know. You've always got a great energy about you. You're always, you know, always looking on the bright side here. So When I saw you live tweeting the Panthers' last loss to Miami, there was some frustration from you. For you, looking at the Panthers' last nine games, what is behind the Panthers losing 7 of 9?
I believe it's the identity crisis. Right now, we just don't know who we want to be. We don't know whether we're, you know, the 3-0 starting Panthers or we're the 4 straight loss Panthers. We don't know if we want to run the ball, pass the ball. You know, we were a great defensive team. We don't know if we want to play good defense anymore. So for me, it's all about getting back to the roots, getting back to what you're successful at. And one thing we know in the NFL, you have to run the ball to be successful. And then, you know, the run sets up your play action for your quarterbacks who let's say you're not so comfortable throwing the ball as much as they need to throw the ball, as well as on defense, getting after the quarterback, allowing Hassan and Burns to do what they do best. Front seven stopping the run. You know, when we stop the run, the games that we've won, I believe the stat was less than 60 yards. A team was carrying the ball on us, but during wins, it was averaging over 125 in the losses. So for me, defense has to stop the run, you know. And so offense, run the ball. Defense, stop the run. And it can be really that simple and win the turnover battle. But nothing in the NFL is simple.
Trey, Nick and I think saw the same thing. Curious what you saw. That third quarter, and most of that second half, in my mind, them boys was already on vacation, bro. You know how this goes. So I'm hearing you laugh. So, like, one, did you see it that way? And then hearing the news during the bye week, first McCaffrey, now Dante on IR, the mindset you anticipated the fellas coming back. Both of those, please.
Yeah, man. That third quarter, definitely second half, man, it was sad to see. You know, it was only maybe a 14-point game or, you know, a little bit more, but it just felt like we were just getting beat by 35. Like, it was just like, we've talked about energy, how the team just needs energy, it needs leadership, and it just wasn't elaborating through the TV. You can see that we were lacking something, and we feel like that's what we were lacking. You know, you see Brian Burns come over there, get fired up, and I commend him for that. You know, I know D-Jack got fired up on the guys, but I know when you're a team, you look for veterans, your older guys. It's, you know, Brian Burns is a guy who can talk. He deserves it. He can lead by example. D-Jack, same way, but that's year 3 and year 4 talking to you. You know, where are your guys who are year 10, year 12, year, you know, year 9, guys who have been through this fire? Well, truthfully, there aren't any on the team. So it's just one of those things where, you know, I hate to see it, but you don't have many guys who've been through the fire to know that, hey, you can come back in this game. Hey, let's get a couple turnovers and this can change the momentum of the game. You got guys who've been in the league a couple years and feel like when we're down and out, it's already a loss. And so it's tough. Going into the bye week now, you're losing your offense. I mean, we said without McCaffrey, we've lost every game. So, you know, for me, I'm hoping the guys come back. You know, maybe Rule gets back to running the ball. You know, him and Joe Brady got to find a way to just run the ball. Because, again, if we do not run the ball, there's no way Cam or P.J. Walker can pass the ball 30, 40 times and get a W. It is what it is. Know yourself. And that's the biggest thing. Like, don't try to recreate the wheel. Know who you got, be successful in what you got, and stick to it. And defense, you know, again, they gotta find their identity as well. Stop the run. They gotta be, you know, their brand, the toughest, most physical, hardest working team, most competitive team in the league. You know, well, do it. You know, you can't just talk about it. So for me, coming off this bye week, they gotta be ready to play because it's not looking good. But you gotta build momentum that hopefully transfers to next year. And maybe that just transfers to keeping jobs.
Trey Boston, long time Carolina Panther, also North Carolina Tar Heel. There's plenty to talk about with you, Trey, on either one of those topics. But I'm curious here, because you played for the man. How much of this is on Matt Rhule?
Ah, man. I mean, he's the head coach. So don't you say all of it's on the head coach? I mean, that's, you know, one thing that I can say is Matt Rhule has told us over and over that he will not change. He will stick to his guns and continue to coach the way he's been coaching. But the definition of insanity is doing the same thing over and over and expecting different results without changing. So it's one of those things where you have to hope that he is going to find a way to change and tweak a few things, because again, this is the NFL. You have to. He said in the press conference, they outplayed us, they outcoached us, but we felt like we were still ready. Like, you're not ready if you're outcoached and outplayed. So some way, somehow, you got to figure out how to win ball games being at least the better coaches. Like, look at Bill Belichick. Like, he doesn't have the best squad, but we're watching this man win ball games with Mac Jones over and over. Kyle Shanahan always has problems with his quarterbacks, but he finds ways to get the balls in people's hands, set up his players to win ball games, and that's what we have to find ways to do. Get the ball in playmakers' hands and let them be playmakers.
Trey, I'll follow up with this then. Do you think Matt Rhule has 100% buy-in right now in that locker room?
I mean, you want the truth or you want to lie?
Come on, man. You're talking to us. You know what time it is.
You know what I mean? I believe no. I believe there's guys in there. I mean, obviously, I was there. I mean, there's guys in there who knows how he wants to run the program. And I say program and not organization because I believe that, you know, coming to the NFL, he stuck to what he knew, and that's college, you know? And that's why you see a lot of young guys in there. That's why you see a lack of veteran leadership because, you know, you have a coach who in college, that's what they do. You know, they want the leadership. They want that all on them. And, you know, so for me, I don't believe there's 100% buy-in, you know, and that's from being there. And that's from talking this year to over 20 players who still, you know, they you know, Matt Rhule's a great guy. Good coach. But again, I don't think he's a guy who guys are really going to fight for. Guys feel like, man, I love coach. Let's win this game for coach. You know, but I think there's a lack of respect for both ends as well. I think when you respect your players, when you love on your players, when you tell your players, you know, what they need to hear, and when, you know, and coach them tough, it falls back on the respect for each other. So 100% buy-in, 100? nah. It's hard for a lot of coaches to have 100%. So, no, I don't think there's 100% buy-in, especially now with the identity crisis.
You mentioned running the football earlier, but I'm more asking about the overall impact of, is there anything that Matt can do these last five games to provide some momentum and to stabilize this thing and give us some positive vibes going into next season? Or are there just tough decisions coming that this process might be delayed a little longer than we thought?
I mean, when Matt came in, he told us truthfully as players, like, this is a 3-year plan, you know? I don't expect things to come fast, you know? We expect to get this program turned around in 3 years. And then once we started winning a little bit, it was like, oh, hold up, put on the gas, let's go try to win. And you saw that this year. You know, I got asked the question, was last year's team better than this year's, or this year's team better than last? And I'm like, well, you know, they're both 5-win teams, you know. So I mean, and then you look at the caliber of wins. We this year you beat a Jets rookie quarterback with Wilson. You beat Houston with a fourth round David Mills. You beat the Saints who had 9 players out, 6 coaches. I don't see us. You know, the Cardinals without the QB1 and D-Hop. It's just like the caliber of wins this year, I think, really tricked us to feel like this team was better than what they were. And that's why I believe the identity crisis is bigger than what we think it is, because what is our most caliber win this season?
New Orleans?
We don't really have one.
Yeah,
I'm with you on that.
New Orleans. You know what I mean? Like, again, 9 players out, 6 coaches. They had 4 coaches on the sideline. 9 players out, and we're like, oh, New Orleans, oh. You know what I mean? So it's just like, for me, I feel like we have to find a way to win ball games. Like, I can keep talking about the run game, stopping the run. Like, yeah, that's what you have to do. But if you want to keep jobs, you want to make the fans happy, you want to build momentum into next season, like, we don't have to fire coaches, win ball games, which, good luck with that. I mean, the schedule doesn't say we're just, you know, winning them all. But I think if you can win, I feel like Atlanta is a must win. We're coming back into the bank off of a bye week. Everybody's feeling like, you know, seats are hot. Come in there, get a dub. We can cool it off a little bit. Got Buffalo after that. Hey, it is what it is. You got Saints after that. Go ahead and get another dub. If we can win 2 out of these next, you know, 5, play competitive. It gives everybody a chance to say, okay, they got this stuff together, we're feeling good, and we can feel momentum going into next year. Hey, we'll get a high draft pick, we'll draft on the O-line, maybe get a quarterback. Hey, let's go get the quarterback out of Pitt, you know. So for me, that's what I believe you have to do to finish off the season.